I roughly pay myself between $400 and $500 a month max. What's up, YouTube? This is your boy Ty Blunt here with another fantastic business growing, how to grow your business and how to keep your expenses low as possible. So let's get started off. First off, it's a beautiful day. It's 110 right now in Arizona. And so we're all sweating here. At least we got the AC going, which is nice. We'll talk about that in a second. So here's kind of the triangle that we made up. Really saving, investing, and producing that cash flow. And then it just goes around and goes around and goes around. That's how you keep building that wealth up, right? So we started out with zero money. We flipped a few video games, and that gave us the investment cash to start with this product. I make sure now that we start with the very, very minimum and gain money and then start building a business. Don't just toss money at a product or an idea. It gets really hard that way, and that's really not how you save, invest, or reproduce that money. So let's get started at saving. So you're making a little money on the side, maybe you have a job, 9 to 5, and you wanna start becoming an entrepreneur. Save as much money as possible. There's a lot of things out there that says live below your means, right? Sure, we could flex it, right? It's not too hard to flex if we need to, but we don't want to, right? We're trying to reinvest that. So think about it like this. So if we can reinvest everything and we can save as much as we get, let's say we make $5,000 one month, right? $5,000 the next month, we have 10 grand right there that we can then go invest into more business opportunities. So unless you save that money and live below your means, you won't be able to have that money to reinvest, right? That's the kicker. So as long as you're making that cash on the side, awesome, right? Save as much as you possibly can. Live below your means. So what we do, we eat at home. I know I personally eat at home. I keep my expenses at minimum. I roughly pay myself between $400 and $500 a month max. That's my own expenses. So I eat at home, I source what I wear most of the time, and I track my expenses. I do it in my head mostly because we're not that big where we can really need to, but we have a bookkeeper as well. So we kind of just maximize the dollars and keep everything else really low. Invest. So once you have some money saved up, start investing, right? Invest in what you know is going to work. Don't just take and toss money at a random product. It gets really hard that way. Sure, you can. Again, it's your money. I don't really give a fuck. But that money needs to be turning more profit. Unless you know what you're doing, invest in something you know, right? Or start out small enough where that investment, unless you have that 10 grand, you want to spend $1,000, do that. Perfect. Try to spend that $1,000 on an idea or product or a start of a business. It's not too big of a pain losing that $1,000, right? You have 9 more, you can gain that pretty quickly. Again, right here we put our products in new projects, right? So we don't spend a lot of money at first. We just built a wallet. It's a pretty cool wallet. It's built out of recyclable materials. And we spent a total of, I think, $50 in supplies. Not much at all, right? So we're pitching it to a major corporation right now. So we're pitching to them on Tuesday and see if they'll give us the funds to actually raise and build that capital, right? And start producing those things. So again, we only spent $50 and hopefully the outcome is $100,000, right? Or whatever we go upon. We'll have Mr. Henry behind the camera when we had that meeting as well. So it'll be awesome. You guys will see what we're doing and how we really work that deal and see if you guys can do it at home. So we do that new projects, right? With as little money as possible and then have that rest. So we have that 10 grand saved. So let's say we have 10 grand saved, right? We spent 50 of it on that new project and we're trying to make as much money as possible, right? So we still have that $9,950 left. So we still have that back end chunk that we really need to on our main business that we already know how to make money, right? That goes in producing. So new projects goes in producing, and also this 10 grand goes into producing what we already have, what we already know and what we already can gain money off of. We use that money to go directly to that, right? So it's investing in ourselves, our products we have for our flips right now. We know what they flip for and we're really good at flipping. So that's what we really invest into. Estate liquidation and software, that's what we're investing in as well. That's what we've been known to do, right? I've worked in Silicon Valley and we are in estate liquidation and a reselling company. So that's where we put all of our cash in. But those new projects or those startups, we put as little money as possible and just try to make as money back. And then the produce, what we make off that, we go right back in our savings and it just goes around in that circle again. There's a bunch of people out there that say save as much money as possible, right? Don't buy that Porsche. It would be nice to have a new Porsche. But we'd rather reinvest, and keep growing. The fastest way to own the Porsche dealership is to not buy a Porsche. Remember that. So yeah, that's another lesson. Subscribe, like, comment if you like this stuff. comment if what you want to see. We can always give you good some good content. It's all about you guys. We'll never sell you anything on this channel, and there's no affiliate links either. We'll tell you to go get it yourself, like that last video about the eBay bubble wraps. Don't do the Amazon. They're like $4 to $5 more, and it pisses me off that people are driving that traffic to them, so then they're making money. Like, subscribe, comment. Peace out.